bugger, bugger. Three elves were keeping station with the broomstick. That was the thing about elves, they chased you till you dropped, until your blood was curdling with dread. If a dwarf wanted you dead, on the other hand, they'd simply cut you in half with an axe first chance they got. But that was because dwarfs were a lot nicer than elves. "They're gaining on us," said Casanunda. "Got the crowbar?" "Yes." "Right." The broomstick zigzagged over the silent forest. One of the elves drew its sword and swung down. Knock them down into the trees. Leave them alive as long as possible. The broomstick went into reverse. Nanny Ogg's head and legs went forward so that partly she was sitting on her hands, but mainly she was sitting on nothing. The elf swooped towards her, laughing. Casanunda stuck out the crowbar. There was a sound very like doing. The broomstick jerked ahead again, dumping Nanny Ogg in Casanunda's lap. "Sorry."
"Don't mention it. Do it again, if you like."
"Get him, did you?"
"Took his breath away."
"Good. Where's the others?"
"Can't see them."
Casanunda grinned madly.
"We showed them, eh?"
Something went zip and stuck into Nanny Ogg's hat.
"They know we've got iron," she said. "They won't come close again. They don't need to," she added bitterly.
The broomstick swerved around a tree and ploughed through some bracken. Then it swung out onto an overgrown path.
"They aren't following us anymore," said Casanunda after a while. "We frightened them off, yes?"
"Not us. They're nervy of going close to the long man. It's not their turf. Ooh, look at the state of this path. There's trees growing in it now. When I was a girl, you wouldn't find a blade of grass growing on the path."
She smiled at a distant memory.
"Very popular place on a summer night, the long man was."
There was a change in the texture of the forest now. It was old even by the standards of Lancre forestry. Beards of moss hung from gnarled low branches. Ancient leaves crackled underfoot as the witch and the dwarf flew between the trees. Something heard them and crashed away through the thick undergrowth. By the sound of it, it was something with horns. Nanny let the broomstick glide to a halt.
"There," she said, pushing aside a bracken frond. "The long man."
Casanunda peered under her elbow.
"Is that all? It's just an old burial mound."
"Three old burial mounds," said Nanny.
Casanunda took in the overgrown landscape.
"Yes, I see them," he said. "Two round ones and a long one. Well?"
"The first time I saw 'em from the air," said Nanny, "I nearly fell off the bloody broomstick for laughing."
There was one of those pauses known as the delayed drop, while the dwarf worked out the topography of the situation. Then,
"Blimey," said Casanunda, "I thought the people who built burial mounds and earthworks and things were serious druids, and people like that, not people who drew on privy walls with 200,000 tons of earth, in a manner of speaking."
"Doesn't sound like you to be shocked by that sort of thing."
She could have sworn the dwarf was blushing under his wig.
"Well, there's such a thing as style," said Casanunda. "There's such a thing as subtlety. You don't just shout, 'I've got a great big tonker.'"
"Oh, it's a bit more complicated than that," said Nanny, pushing through the bushes.
"Here it's the landscape saying, 'I've got a great big tonker.'"
"That's a dwarf word, is it?"
"Yes,
it's a good word."
Casanunda tried to untangle himself from a briar.
"Esme doesn't ever come up here," said Nanny from somewhere up ahead. "She says it's bad enough about folk songs and maypoles and such like without the old scenery getting suggestive. Course," she went on, "this was never intended as a woman's place. My great-grand said in the real old days the men used to come up for strange rites what no woman ever saw."
"Except your great-grandmother who hid in the bushes," said Casanunda.
Nanny stopped dead.
"How did you know that?"
"Let's just say, I'm developing a bit of an insight into Og womanhood as well, Mrs. Og," said the dwarf.
A thornbush had ripped his coat.
"She said they just used to build sweat lodges and smell like a blacksmith's armpit and drink scumble and dance around the fire with horns on and piss in the trees any old how," said Nanny. "She said it was a bit sissy, to be honest. But I always reckon a man's got to be a man, even if it is a sissy.
What happened to your wig?"
"I think it's on that tree back there."
"Still got the crowbar?"
"Yes, Mrs. Og. Here we are, then."
They arrived at the foot of the long mound. There were three large irregular stones there, forming a low cave. Nanny Og ducked under the lintel into the fusty and some...